Nancy Pelosi's unconditional surrender to coronavirus. Orders police to arrest mask mandate defiers. By Jacob Bliss on July 29, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Thursday gave her absolute unconditional surrender to the Chinese coronavirus by forcing congressional members and staff to wear special well-fitted supermasks before ordering the U.S. Capitol Police to arrest those who do not comply. In a Capitol Police bulletin, she specified all USCP personnel must wear a mask at all times when in interior spaces throughout the Capitol grounds. Additionally, she directed officers who work on the House side of the Capitol to enforce the policy on staff and visitors. However, it noted that applies to members. Any of the defiers should not be arrested but reported to the House Sergeant at Arms office to be dealt with. The order states visitors and staff who refuse to comply with her orders after being warned once, and refuses comply or leave the premises after being asked to do so would be subject to an arrest for unlawful entry. The directive follows her past orders on vaccinations for all on Capitol Hill. If staffers, who are accompanying a member, refuses to wear a mask, that refusal should be noted and reported to a supervisor who will, in turn, refer the matter to the House Sergeant at Arms, the notice stated. Breitbart News previously reported on Capitol's attending physician, Brian Monahan, newer guidance for members or staff to wear special well-fitted supermasks. The Capitol's attending physician, Brian Monahan, Tuesday said he is now advising congressional members and staff is to wear a well-fitted supermask while inside if other individuals are present. He wants the special mask worn everywhere by everyone. The House office buildings, the halls of the House, and House committee meetings. He noted that the masks are now required everywhere, and masks will be provided to those without. Individuals who do not obey will receive fines. Interestingly enough, one of the masks Monahan is suggesting to use is the Chinese version of the American medical mask known as N95. But, as Forbes pointed out, nearly 70% of Chinese KN95 masks tested last year did not meet U.S. standards for filtration efficiency. Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, tweeted pictures of the USCP bulletin, saying this is today's edition of Pelosi's abuse of power. Capitol Police have been directed to arrest staff and visitors to comply with her mask mandate for vaccinated individuals. For members, they advise not arresting but reporting members to SAW for their failure to comply, she added. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, responded to the news of Pelosi's surrender by tweeting, "This is insane. Might as well come into my office and arrest my entire staff. We are not wearing masks. I support the Capitol Hill Police, but the chief of police made a mistake here. The physician and the chief of police don't have this authority," he added. The last time Pelosi gave a mask mandate, members of the media patrolled the halls of Congress to catch and name Republicans for violating the speaker's anti-CDC guidelines for wearing masks inside the Capitol.